What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I got my nigga with me, Chinese best friend. What's good?
Hey, whoever's listening, thanks for listening. We appreciate you. How many people listening, Mike? Like 28?
In Nigeria, everybody's listening.
Everybody
in America,
listening.
Nobody give a fuck about you or me.
Just well, America, there's other news in America. They wouldn't care about listening to our podcast right now.
What, nigga news?
No. My biggest idol, Bill Cosby, just got out.
Yeah, he's out of jail, man.
How you feel about that, Michael Boxon?
Well, he got out. It was very warm in Pennsylvania, very hot.
Oh.
You know the first thing you asked for when you got out of jail?
What?
Some nice, cold, jello pudding pie.
You know, he probably saw one of your shows. He's coming out to punch you in the forehead.
For what? All the jokes I made about
him?
Yeah. He could take a joke.
He
got out of jail. I don't think he dropped the soap. He good. And, you know, Bill Cosby. He went to jail. He said he was blind. And when he got out, he said, I might be blind, but I could never see myself going back to jail.
Mike, he said he was blind. And then in the press conference, somebody threw a thong. He caught that one real fast.
I'm glad. You know what? Here's the thing. You know, whether he did it or not, you know,
I don't think he's guilty in all of it, at least maybe one.
Whether he did it or not, you know, if he did it, I feel bad that he's out of jail. And
yeah.
The women that he did them things still, they probably feel very upset. If he didn't do it, then God, he's out. I think he suffered enough.
Suffered enough.
You know what? At the end of the day, he has to answer to God. So,
shout
out to Bill Cosby. I'm glad whenever somebody, the reason why it's my opinion, and he never wanted to settle. He never wanted to give in. Because they want him to give in. They said, listen, just apologize and you'll be free. And nigga refused to apologize. He's like, fuck that. I'm going to remind me of the movie with Denzel. What's that movie when he was in jail? Oh,
Training Day?
Not a fucking Training Day.
That's my favorite movie, Mike.
But that's not the fucking movie.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Hurricane.
Hurricane. I haven't seen that one yet.
Hurricane is a true story. Uh-huh. About it was a boxer that, you know, he got accused of murder that he didn't commit. And they locked him up. He didn't want to wear the uniform because he felt like he didn't do the crime. He should not be dressed like them. And he refused to wear the uniform, you know. So Bill did some things that made me feel like, hey, maybe he didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, because all he had to do was apologize.
You know what? The crazy thing is, we had an incident at the other Oscar award that time in Beverly Hills. One of the accusers of Bill Cosby, Janice, wanted to rape you that night. Remember? She was like, ooh, please come, take a picture. Like, what the hell?
I didn't even know.
You didn't even know who she
you
was.
You know all the accusers.
I knew who she was.
I don't know any of the accusers.
Yeah, so luckily I knew because I just saved you from Janice.
You thought I was going to fuck Janice?
No. She was probably going to molest you and
She's not my type. She was skinny. I like big bitches. Chinese best friend.
Oh, yeah. She's out of your... Yeah.
Fuck that, man. Congratulations, Bill Cosby. I think it looks like
welcome home, Bill Cosby.
Home. What do you think the first thing he did when he get out? Or
Well, the first thing he did, he probably saw... there was probably an ice cream store across the street, and he went to go get whatever you said, Jell-O pudding pop.
And then what? Whatever. I mean...
And
the guy's 80 something years old.
87.
Because I know I would want to get some pussy, me personally.
Yeah. He probably got some already.
Wait, he's married, right? So I'm sure you get that
he's
visit.
Married?
Yeah, Bill Cosby has a wife, doesn't he?
Mike, I really thought Bill Cosby been out all this time. He's always tweeting, in the Instagram posting. I guess he has access to Instagram. You didn't know that? You don't follow Bill Cosby?
He just speaks through his team. You know, he's a woman. I know when Eddie did a joke about him, he has something to say, but I'm sure he said it through his PR.
You think Bill Cosby will go up on stage again? Well, he's going to have to because he's lost all his money.
He's going to say something. He ain't lose his fucking money.
He lost his money, Mike.
Yeah, Chinese best friend. You know what? Talking about jail, I'm going to bring my next guest on to the show, okay?
Talking about jail.
I'm bringing my his partner did some time in jail. So I don't know too much about him. But Gilly is my Philly homie. nothing like watching somebody just revamp themselves into something amazing, you know. I remember he was part of a group in Philly way back in the day when we was all young. And then he went in, and I know he was one point signed with, like, Cash Money, if I'm not mistaken, but he could tell us more about it. And, like, now he just took over social media by the storm. And these guys, if you are on social media, you've seen these guys every fucking day. Ladies and gentlemen, my Philly homies, Gilly the King and Wildo in the building, motherfuckers.
Gilly the King and Wilding, what? Wilding in the building?
Seriously, Wildo.
Wildo.
A.K.A. Nut Ass Nigga. He's a nut. This my nut ass nigga right here.
That's your nut ass nigga right
here. Yeah, man. Everybody has a nut ass nigga.
Absolutely.
He's a nut.
And this my nut right here. So
are they brothers, Mike?
Seriously, Chinese best friends.
No, cousins.
Cousins.
Are y'all really cousins?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike. They so see the resemblance.
Your mom or your dad's brother, sister is his. How your cousin? Like, is it your mother's sister's son?
No. We not first cousins. We second cousins.
Okay. Second cousins.
Right. Yeah. But we cousins, man. For sure, though.
Your cousins. Yes. Oh, yeah. That's. You know what, man? It's like, I mean, I'm not related to this nigga, but that's interesting to, you know, family members. Let's go back a little bit. Let's go back to the 90s, man.
90s.
What's that group you was part of?
Major Figures.
Major Figures.
Major Figures. Major yeah, that's figures. Us.
Like he been.
Right? That's the song, right? Major Figures. Damn, what one of them passed away, right?
Yeah, Lil Rucky.
Lil Rucky passed away. Mm-hmm. Damn, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Lil Rookie.
So when he was in the rap group, what was you doing?
I went to jail. I started, we started together, but I was his manager at the time.
No, and, the fuck he wasn't. Stop what? Lying.
I had him do a couple block party shows, and I got paid for it. He didn't know. I was his manager. I got paid for him. And told me, this is a free show for promo. So at that time, I was managing him. You know what I mean? I did some management shit.
That's fucked up. That's what managers did back in the day. They'd be like, hey, man, it's a free show, a promo. Yeah. Y'all niggas collect
promo.
Money.
I had to get him poppy. He did a couple
shit,
block parties.
They still doing that shit today.
Yeah, they still doing it. Yeah, you got to go on this promo run, this 15-city promo run. The motherfuckers make some bread off you and then, you know, some dumb shit.
Damn. That's fucked up.
What did he go to jail for, Mr. Blackson?
Who, him?
Yeah.
I went to jail for 2 armed robberies and firearm violations.
Home robberies?
Home robberies.
Yeah.
Arm. You's a arm brave rob- motherfucker.
Yeah.
You went to somebody's house with a gun.
No, not home. Arm.
Arm robberies.
Oh, arm robberies. Oh.
How does that work?
Put a gun out, right?
Maybe.
Oh, like a Bank of America or Chase Bank?
All type of shit.
That's.
So what? How much time
is this? He's a petty robber. Dollar Tree, man.
They gave me 20 years for
20
that?
20 years?
19 to add to 52 years. I did 20.
Jesus. Wow, you did 20?
How many were you given?
19 to add to 52.
And he 19.
You put the 52 years?
Huh?
They want you to do 52?
No, but that's how it is on the back. You do parole and all that shit.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. Where they had you? Where were you staying the whole time? Oh, in the state?
Yeah, in the state, Pennsylvania.
Greatest Four, you did all that?
Different, Greatest Four, Dallas, a bunch of different prisons.
Damn. But it's how old are you? Do you know?
No, I don't really know. I think I'm like 42. I just turned.
Okay.
I think.
Your prison preserves you, man, because he still has a baby face.
Yeah, they give good, really good burritos and.
Ain't no fucking burritos.
Well, ain't no burritos.
Massages.
He look like he'd like prison.
What? Oh, no, I've never been yet.
He look like he'd be a masseuse in prison. Oh, no, he'd be a Maytag. Oh, I wash your drawers. Yeah, some soups.
Yeah, never been there.
Damn, 20
yet.
Years in jail.
When did you get out today? Because we was waiting for you yesterday. Mike, can you pick him up?
I just got out today, earlier, L.A. County.
Nice.
So 20 motherfucking years, nigga. You've been locked up. Yeah. I think every day in Philly has been locked up.
When I went to jail, that's about the time that you was doing, when you used to be busting jokes on the bus, on SEPTA. When you was a SEPTA comedian, you was a bus comedian. Public transportation comedian. You used to do stand-up in the back of the bus.
Hold up. What year was you locked up? What year?
I went 97.
Damn. So you just got out like 17?
Yeah. 2017?
97. Yep. Oh, 2017. Oh,
Jesus Christ, man.
You went in at 17.
Came out at 17.
Yeah.
You were 17 when you went in?
I still feel mm-hmm. like I'm 17.
So they put you up as an adult regardless?
Yeah, made me an adult. You a little smarter than I thought you was. You know what's going on.
I don't know about that, sir.
What's that?
Oh, he's a hater.
Let's go to 17 years old. It happened. You're 17.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
17 years old. You're in court with your mom is there.
Yeah.
Pops around?
No, just my mom.
Okay, mom is there. The judge give you whatever amount of years. What happened? Like, your mom just...
She couldn't believe it. Nobody could believe it. You know, you just go through the situation. You'd be like, oh, this shit is crazy. And you just go and do the time.
Did you think jail saved you?
Jail saved a lot of people. Saved me.
A lot of people, yes. Mike.
Because what would you think been dead if you didn't go to jail?
Anything could have happened. Could have been the worst situation. Could have got life killed somebody. It's like jail give you a time for your light switch to cut on. For your mind to wake up and say, damn, this shit ain't even worth it. You know? So it helped me.
20 years is a long time.
While he's in jail, I mean, you, at this time, y'all major figures, right? Yeah. Y'all, you guys, what, midnight, like 90, is that when y'all started? Yeah. Around that time, right?
Yeah, he came up with the name, man, Major Figures.
You came up with the name?
Yeah, that's when I was managing him, and I was...
He wasn't ever managing.
He was a solo artist.
That's my little fucking cousin.
I managed him. I used
to put him in a tub.
Like, I couldn't get a lot of money, but he did about 10 shows. I made about 500 back then. For 10. You know what I mean? Because they was like, he not really that good. So I'd be like, listen, just give me $10. Throw him on the bill.
I remember y'all group. Y'all was wild.
Yeah.
Like real wild and mean. And these niggas were killers.
He was a coward. He wasn't a killer.
Nah, man. No. Fuck, when I almost drowned one time. I forgot which one of your group members. I remember this one guy is a manager. Rita ever manager the Rita family?
No. Tino. Marcus Graham.
You're getting them mixed up with somebody else.
No. There was a party at the Reader's, at maybe Ward Reader's house, some Reader's house. It was a big party, pool party. And I can't swim, but I'm one of the, I don't know if I roasted one of the members. The nigga threw me in the water.
Oh, shit.
I could have fucking drowned.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. I forget who did that. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I did.
Do you have a video?
Is that watch real?
It's real, man. I made it. I'm rich.
No, I'm just saying, because I know a lot of times. A lot of times it'd be a lot of, you know, because I seen you at the stand one time.
You ain't seen me in the fucking stand.
I see you at Broadinary one time buying some
Yeezys. No, he was off 52nd Street with the Africans, man. You know where he be at.
You're buying some Yeezys,
Mike? If I'm off a stand.
First of all, if I was to buy anything fake, I wouldn't do it in Philly. I go to Canal Street and meet my cousins on fucking 125th.
How much? Your cousins sell a lot of fake shit?
I have no fucking idea, man. All Africans don't know each other, okay? I'm not related to every African.
I'm just asking you.
Niggas think every African know each other. They be like, yo, Akon, you know Michael Blackson? Like, nigga, we don't know each other.
Yeah, he
y'all
does.
Don't know each other. Y'all look like y'all know each other.
Yeah, but we not related.
Mike, you guys
related.
Are best friends.
I'm saying. Just and they see any dark-skinned nigga. Yo, you know Michael Blackson? Fuck, I don't know that nigga.
Samuel L. Jackson follows you on Instagram.
Philly, I remember, I have been a victim of fake watch. It's a guy we got in Philly called Buck Wild. Y'all know Buck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Back in the day, this like 90s.
No, Buck still rock fake shit.
Oh my God. This nigga had me on a payment plan on a fake watch.
Really? Oh,
I'm
shit.
I'm dead serious.
Hey, Buck.
Buck ain't
hey,
shit.
Buck.
Buck's on the Buck.
Why I'm over here, Michael Blackson, talking about you selling a fake
asshole.
Watch?
He tell Buck, tell him about the fucking fake watch. This nigga had me on a payment plan on a fake Rolex. When I realized it was fake, I stopped paying.
You still kept wearing it, though?
Hell yeah, I kept my wife. I was $700 in.
I'm over here in L.A. with Michael Blackson. He telling me you had him on a payment plan for a fake Rolex.
You know the shit is true, you fucking bum-ass nigga. I hate you, Buck.
Is that Buck?
Which Buck laughed like
he got dead. Is that the singer, Buck Wild?
Mike took me to a college while on like 95, and Mike got like 2,500. So it was like Michael Blackson and friends. So I'm arguing with Mike, like, Mike, where my money at? He's like, motherfucker, you're not professional yet. And they gave me $25, right?
What?
He gave me $25, right? And then like a month later, I was like, yo, Mike, I got these rollies, and I sold Mike his first watch.
He still got it
he's
all.
Still wearing
he got it
right,
right now.
Got
it,
nigga.
Yo, Mike was like, motherfucker, you sold me this fake-ass rolling.
It had me on a payment plan. My dumbass paying this nigga $100 a week. On a fake watch.
How much he charged you for it, though?
I don't remember. It was definitely like in it. He probably could have told me $3,500 or something.
Yo, he got it.
He was going to pay him $3,500
like this.
He was gonna pay him 35 weeks for a fake.
I was in a pain. Man, I think I was about $700 in when I realized that.
Damn, he burned the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Somebody told, yeah.
Hey, he was gonna pay for 35 weeks.
And like the thing about it, nigga, the dudes at the barber shop know this shit is fake because it happened at the
Was
the
you happy when you got the watch?
It happened at the hair company, and I'm like, everybody looking at me like I'm this nut ass nigga. But they know that I'm like, y'all know this shit's fake, and nobody said nothing till I was $700 in. And I think either Darryl Shula or like Mark Lightfoot, somebody eventually said, "Hey, yo, Mike, man, it looked just like the one you got on."
Gilly got on. Gilly got some gold. Shit from Buck before too.
It was gold with the diamonds.
Every week he leaving them. Where you going, Mike? Yeah, I'm about to go meet with Buck Payne. They got tired of that shit. They like, Mike, this shit.
I gotta pay this down payment. He paying on that shit like a car. Buck got it. Buck said, you gonna give me $25.
Oh, fuck you, Buck. I'm still mad at you, man.
Shit. Buck pulled it right off the book from Africa.
Hey, got
you want a Rolex?
Huh?
We gotta get you in Philly to perform at the Met Philly.
Buck a promoter now.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that next. I'm just on this Martin contract. Once I'm done that, we could do early next year.
Wow, so he could pay you with 35 acres.
Buck, Buck gonna pay me in some kind of Bitcoin. I'm good, Buck. I can't do it now. Buck, I'm not. I don't know you.
Buck, you done burnt your whole welcome out, man. Niggas don't want to fuck with you, man.
Buck birthday, boy.
You had Mike a nigga. He still Buck will still be calling. You got my $100 for this month.
First time I ever went to jail was because of this nigga.
Buck. What? Buck got you locked up?
Buck got me locked up. Let me tell you what happened. Y'all probably heard the story. Kev told the story. It was me, Kevin Hart, Buck Wild, Toure Gordon, right?
Toure.
We all, put this in the toilet, man. Is that Buck's? We all driving to New. We're supposed to go to New York to do I think Mike, one of them comedians, do his room in New York, right? So we all meet up at Winners. My Winners, was at 11th and Arch, whatever. We all meet up there. We decided to get in one car. You know what I mean? I had just got my little Taurus. I didn't want to put miles in my car. Kev had some bullshit. Toure had Buck had like a nice maximum. Like, okay, this one will make the road. You know what I mean? And we decided we're going to take Buck's car. I don't know how this nigga, for some reason, when a nigga don't want to drive his own car, that's a sign that don't fucking get.
He had a
journey. Why I'm the dumb retired nigga that's picked to drive this nigga's car. I'm driving, I think Toure's in the front, or Buck or whatever, and then you got Buck and Kev in the back. We're driving to New York. You remember the fucking exit, of course, motherfucker. We're on the turnpike. All of a sudden, I see state trooper. I don't know why I get nervous. I see a state trooper. Now I'm hitting the brakes. I'm up doing all retarded. I'm paranoid. I don't know. It was way before Black Lives Matter. So I don't know why. I was still nervous and shit, right? So then the cop is around. I think he reading the license plate, you know. Next thing you know, whoa. Pull us over. Pull our guns. Get out the car. Driver, turn around. I never been pulled before.
Right.
He said, dude, I'm about to make the wrong turn and get the fuck shot.
Right.
He's like, put your hands up, driver, lay on the floor. Buck, what did the driver say? What did the cop say? You used to that shit. What did he say?
Driver, get out the car. Michael, get out the fucking car. He tell my officer, you might remember.
Oh, nigga, I ain't saying that part yet.
I don't give a fuck who you is. Get the fuck on the ground.
And Toure
out the car, Kev out the car. The next thing you know, they like, Aziz White, get out the car. I'm like, how the fuck the cops know my name? Mike done told the cops my real name.
Mike Stitch Jordy.
You fucking real I did, nigga.
He's still shorty. He's
in. A fake Rolex is going to be dropped. So make a long story short, right?
You driving a hot car.
No, the car's not even. This is what happened. And we all did this.
Hold on for your buddy further.
Aziz White.
He said you stitched on me. Mike said you fucking right. You showed me a fake Rolex. You driving this fucking car.
But nobody going to jail for you. Let me tell you what the fuck happened, right? I ain't going to jail for you, Buck. I was snitch on your ass in a hot minute. So here we are. This is something we all did in Philly back in the day. When you get a lot of tickets on your car, what do?
You switch the plate.
Exactly. You report the plate stolen,
right,
and you get a new plate.
Right.
But this nigga had a plate that somebody has reported stolen. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He had that plate on his car.
Yeah.
So now when they read the plate, it's stolen. They think the car's stolen.
Right.
So when the state would read the plate, they reported it's like stolen. So they think the car's stolen. They don't realize it's just a stolen plate.
Right.
So they think we got a stolen property. So they pulled us out and guns, whatever, all that shit. So next thing you know, we all in handcuffs. And while we're in the car, this nigga, not only Buck selling fake Rolex, fake license plates, this nigga was big on counterfeit money.
Oh.
This nigga has like a bunch of counterfeit money in his pocket. So now he's trying to throw the shit in the middle of the road before the cops figure it.
This nigga life is just fucking crazy.
He's the worst nigga ever, Buck. I'm so... So all right, so we all in the holding cell. Why this? They took the car. We in the hold. They took us to Newark. It was by Newark. Took us to Newark holding cell. We all in the cell. Buck like, yo, Mike, I got. He still has some money with him. He said, I got this money. He said, I need y'all. Can y'all chew this money? He trying to make us chew to make this money disappear. Like, can y'all help me chew this money? I'm like, nigga, I'm not eating no fucking money. I'm not hungry. I ain't chewing no fucking. This nigga chewing money, mouth green and shit.
This nigga crazy. Buck is fucking crazy.
Make a long story short, we all ended up, you know, was in there for like 8-9 hours, whatever, and we all ended up out because it was stolen license plate. I'm like, you know, I had no idea. I know when the cops did pull me over, he's like, who are you? I did say I'm a comedian. My headshot is in the trunk. That's what he's trying to say. I'm over talking about my headshot is in the trunk. I'm the African king of comedy. Nigga, I ain't say all that, motherfucker.
I heard you did, Mike.
Well, that's what Kev said. Everybody had their own story. Kev's shit is on Facebook. Yeah.
I had to bite my fingernails
to fuck up his fingerprints.
Because if I didn't, they would have locked me the fuck up.
So yeah. So and the crazy thing about that whole story. The day we had to go to court, and Terrell ended up having like Warren and Buck, because they didn't show up to court. Me and Kev, the only one that showed up to court.
Right.
The day I had to go to court was the same day. This was 1999. It was the same day I had to come to LA and audition for next Friday.
Wow.
Crazy. So I remember that day, me and Kev rented a car. We had to be at court 9 o'clock in the morning. We did court. I remember Kev drove back to the airport. Kev dropped me off at the airport. I caught my 1:50 p.m. flight. I remember we went to court 9, was out there at 10, made it to Philly back like close like 12:45-ish, and I caught a 1:50 p.m. to L.A. to audition in front of the director and the casting agent of next Friday.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. It was crazy that every time I think about that story, I think about damn Kev dropping to the airport that day, you know. But yeah, man, motherfucker, fuck you. But
he said fuck
and
you.
And Kev was still on the way up right that time.
Oh
right?
Yeah, Kev was. Yeah, he was. Kev was just new. He was a new kid. He was new. But Kev was.
That was crazy.
Around that time. Yeah, Kev was way. Kev was under us. We was like, you know what I mean? We was making money. Kev wasn't making money yet.
Right.
You know, Kev, what did help Kev to me? Kev went to.
Go, hang up on him, please.
Yeah, hang. Just don't even say bye. Just hang up on him.
Oh, before you hang up on him, can I buy some counterfeit money?
he won't get some action.
I'll get you real money, Chinese. That's right.
Thanks, Mike.
No problem.
Yeah, what you say, Kev? What?
He, damn, what the fuck was that? Oh, no. What Kev was. While I was making money, Kev was going back and forth to New York on a regular. Doing the mainstream room. That's how Kev was able to hook up with the 3 Arts management. They're the same one that managed like Chris Rock and a lot of other people. That's how they took Kev under their wing, yeah. You know. And that motherfuckers, and that's how Kev ended up, you know, getting that mainstream because he had them, you know, me, I was getting nigga money,
yeah.
Ghetto money, you know what I'm saying? Right. While Kev was getting mainstream, doing mainstream shit, don't come with much money, but it later does when you get TV, when you get on television.
Right,
you
know right, what
I
mean? Right.
But Kev
right.
had a sitcom where nobody really knew who he was. He had right. a sitcom. I mean, it only lasted 6 episodes, if that. But at least he got a chance because he had that powerful management. Back then, you had that great management company, or you were gonna, you would get a sitcom. And Kev had one. I forgot what it's called. I know Faison Love was on there, and I forgot who else was on there.
Right.
You know,
why didn't you join that management company, Michael Bloxham?
The politics, man. I'm too. Politics? I was too. These management companies are all politics. And a lot of times, these people, they don't. You know, it's recommendation. It comes to a lot of recommendation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to recommend you, or they got to really, really just be in love with you. Period. You know, but I'm too wild, and I'm uncontrollable, man. I'm like, you know, I'm not.
You're like an innocent version of Buck Wild, your friend.
Nah, I'm not Buck.
Innocent version of Buck Wild.
No, fuck that. It's official, Motherfucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you Motherfuckers. But fuck me, fuck Buck, and let's talk to my guests.
I have a question. What does he like to do for fun in 20 years in jail? Like daily, do you have like a daily activity?
Oh, he love to wrestle men.
You want to wrestle?
I mean, I'm not in shape, sir. I might get a heart attack. I ate a lot of rice yesterday.
You signed to Major Figures, and then how long?
What happened after to the he group? Got out of my management contract, that's when he was able to
get the fuck out of here. No, I went with the Figures. Then first, my first deal was with Suave House, and then my group deal was with Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers.
Okay.
And then did a single deal with Koch. Then I did a situation, a joint venture with Tom Bahali from the Kansas City Chiefs.
What was he doing? He was like.
Well, we had a record label.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So then I got a call from Ving Rhames. He threw me in, you know, some movies.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I seen a couple of stuff you guys did.
And fuck out of here, nigga.
No, that one shit was
they
good.
They called me Gil Smith, nigga. Fuck, Will called me up and told me I could have that name. Because you him personally. Will and Jada FaceTime me and said, you Gil Smith. I seen the movie.
Bullshit.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, man. He be hating because, you know, he was up there doing prison plays. You laughing? I'm dead plays. Serious. You laughing?
So y'all did plays in prison?
Yes.
You believe that shit?
I performed in two prisons. I performed.
You ain't put together two prison plays.
He fucking lying on me.
You gonna say aloud?
I didn't do that.
You gonna say aloud? What a sucker podcast.
They didn't have prison plays, did they?
Yes.
No.
Bro, all right. Let me ask you a question.
Mother
sucker. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. They got dogs in prison.
They do.
Like woof woof.
Like yeah. Yeah, like he like wanted like he had a dog in prison.
You
like,
did.
No.
He lying.
Did you have a collie or a chihuahua?
They don't have dogs in prison.
Wow, he got a lucky one.
He lying on me.
It's a question. Do they got the prison puppy? The
I didn't
prison?
Have a dog. They got a prison puppy program.
What the fuck is a prison puppy program?
They got dogs in jail where you train them and they slay in your cell with you and all that shit.
That's great.
So,
you train the mic to sniff, know how to sniff everything.
No, you don't train them for that. You just have them in your cell.
Anybody fuck the dog?
I don't know about all that. I really don't know about that part. That's a little wild.
You trying to tell me nobody knows? You know,
I don't know. That's something like you might would have done.
I ain't. I'm sure they're going to edit this part out. That's animal abuse,
no,
right?
No, that's.
Yeah,
Peter
that's crazy.
Going to definitely.
Well, they're not going to edit that, Mike. Nobody fuck the dog. Yeah, this.
I'm curious, man.
Peter's probably not listening to this shit.
I'm sure there's some bitch dogs, right? There's a few female dogs.
Yeah.
But that's a little. That's a little wild.
But yeah, nigga, 20 years, no pussy. I'm serious. Like, anything that looked like pussy.
Did you have a girlfriend, sir? Did you like a sheriff?
Well, you guys allowed to have
something in there.
Yeah, he had a sheriff girlfriend, Michael Blackson. What the fuck?
Did you really? Did you fucking
have
a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Seriously?
Yeah. Big nigga, too.
What? Yeah, this dumb shit.
Big motherfucker, 6'3".
Hey, the sheriff's in town. Come over here, pretty boy.
He crazy. That motherfucker crazy,
God,
Mike.
God, 20 years. I'm sure there's some things that happened that you probably will never know. Right? I'm sure.
What do you mean?
Some shit he didn't tell me. Like, no, I heard about when he was laying on the lawn with Sean.
This guy missed everything. He missed the what is that? OJ Simpson chase.
I seen that on TV.
Oh, over there?
No, but that I was out.
He was out in, OJ was 1995, nigga.
Oh, you already out by then.
He didn't even go to jail yet. What the fuck?
He don't know what's cool. This shit, these are nut ass niggas.
Oh my God. He more nutter than you.
He told me he missed King Assassination.
All this shit.
He wasn't alive. Oh, damn.
Nigga wasn't even alive.
It's about 97. I remember 97 very well.
Oh, I remember 97.
1997. What was that?
That's your first piece of pussy, man.
No, I got married in 96. I was a young boy when I got married. I don't know why I did
that. How long you was married? 22
years old. It lasted like 2 years.
Wow.
I mean, I got divorced in 99 because around the time when we got pulled over, me and my wife was going through it. We had a restraining order on each other.
Why you had a restraining order?
Yeah, he filed it.
We had restraining. Because when the cops pulled us over and we had to give them all our IDs, it's like, who got the restraining order? I was like, me.
Why you got a restraining order on your wife?
I had a crazy wife. Oh,
oh Mike.
From Philly?
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. She was one of them type that, this is the kind of shit my ex-wife did, all right? She, when we was separated, when we was broken up, she went and got a restraining order just for the hell of it, just because, right? And when she went and got the restraining order, we were already in the system, so it still had her address as my address, because she moved out. It had her address as my address. When she saw that, she got excited, because now she comes all the way, she was way out of West Philly, came all the way to Southwest where I was. Had the police serve me the thing. I'm like, I don't care. I'm gonna be around you anyway. But then I looked at it. This bitch address is my address, meaning I can't go home. So I go home and she in the house. She broke in the crib.
Dang.
Cops come, I'm locked up. They lock me up because I'm breaking the restraining order. Now I'm not supposed to be here. I'm like, she don't even live here.
Damn.
He had a fucked up feeling.
She had a fucked up. Oh, she was horrible, man. So this is what she did. So while I'm locked up, mind you, when we broke up, she, I remember I went to go do a show. When I came back, everything was going out the house. The only thing was left was I was in the video games back then. It was a PlayStation.
There's no PlayStation.
Only the play,
back
no
then.
TV to with it. Just the PlayStation. It played it by itself. All the furniture gone, everything gone. Just my clothes and a PlayStation. I said, I didn't care. I said, no problem. I went and bought all new furniture, went and bought all new clothes, you know, decked my place out. Right at 65th and like King Sesson, something like that. That's where I was at. Decked out my crib, you know. So when this happened, mind you, this is my new furniture, my new place. The cops come lock me up. This bitch took a knife, fucked everything all up.
Oh my God.
Red paint on all my clothes. This is the new shit I got after, right? But I got her ass back real good. So, because back then, all you need is a witness to say somebody did something. So when I got out, which was like a few hours later, I got home, all my shit fucked up. I called the police, explained, it was a
did
dude.
Did you cry?
I cried.
He cried.
You cried? Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, because these were like,
I mean, your furniture?
I got these clothes from Century 21 in New York. Y'all ever go there and shop back in the day?
All that
exactly.
Shit.
All the name brand shit.
Versace.
Wow. Even though all this stuff went to Century had some kind of something wrong with them.
Right. A big neck on it or something.
One leg might be longer than the other.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or like seven buttons, but six holes in a shirt. Shit like that.
Right.
But, you know, we got the fly shit from there.
Right.
Buck, I'm not sure that Buck put me onto that. So I'm not sure who did.
Buck put you on. Anything that's bootleg in your life, Buck put you on.
Mike, you sure he didn't sell you the furniture too?
No. So I come home, all my shit fucked up, call the police, a black dude, he understood what I just happened. You know what I mean? I explained the whole thing with him. So I had one of my neighbors that I was fucking, and I said, just tell the cop you saw her come in here, break through here, and fuck this shit up. And when he did that, they eventually went to her house, cuffed her ass up, and she was in jail for a whole week and got a real criminal record. Mom was a misdemeanor, but, you know, and I was out in hours. She did a whole week in jail for breaking and whatever they want to call it.
And you put the whole fix down on her.
I send the system on her ass. I played her game. Because she was the type that played games.
Listen. So what happened after she came out? She ain't fucking with you no more.
Oh, no. She went back home. We was done then.
Oh, she no still more. Fucking with him?
Huh? You know that prison time gets you by, right?
Our son is like 23 years old now. We have a 23-year-old son.
Yeah. Mike, you still married with her? Did you divorce
her? Fuck no, I've been divorced. It was an easy divorce. It was one of them divorces. Yeah, you just went to divorce guide right at 14th and JFK, whatever, 16th and JFK. I forgot what floor it is, but yeah, simple divorce. I ain't had no money, man.
Did she make a hard raising your son?
Huh? We had a little issue with the child thing was tough, you know what I mean? But I mean, I went like 8 months without seeing my son when we had that whole issue. It was very painful, you know what I mean? But eventually we fixed it all up, man.
That's good.
It's good.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man, it was.
So you were basically, how long were you married with her?
2-3 years. My mom got married in 96 and it was over in 99. Yeah. And I probably did the whole divorce thing at the latest 2000. Because I remember 2000 was when I bought a Lex. I might have bought my first Lexus in 2000.
He was getting money.
Dang, you was making
money. I had a payment plan. No more payment plans now, nigga. I'm rich.
Oh, so you just buy, you go right to the dealership. I want that.
I buy everything. I could pay you to not talk for a week, motherfucker. It's got hush money.
Damn, man.
He said he got that hush money.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. Be quiet for a week. Don't talk.
Talk about money. Y'all niggas are getting money. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Thank you, brother.
On your fucking success, nigga. You guys have taken social media podcasts to the whole different fucking level. There's not a day I don't go on social media and I don't see. If I don't see you on your page, you guys are on World Star every day.
They are?
Yes, every day. You guys do something crazy every day. And you also are very hell of a motivational speaker. I see so much of your shit being posted about Charlamagne and everybody else, you know. Even Earthquake, everybody posts. He's so much
He's
motivational
Charlamagne's
stuff.
Friend.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So you just...
Who friend is you? Who's your friend?
I have not many friends.
This loser right here, your friend.
Yeah, he's my friend. Guy that got locked up for driving a no registration Toyota Corolla.
He fucking crazy, man.
You know what I mean? But you guys, now you're taking this shit to the stage, man. Amazing.
What stage?
I got theater. These guys are
nice.
About
the whole podcast? Yeah. Oh, Mike. That's nice.
Where the whole podcast idea came from?
The people. Honestly, I just was doing $1 million worth of game on Instagram while I was giving a youth game and, answering questions. And people always used to say, you need a podcast, you need a podcast, you need a YouTube channel. And then he sent me some shit that says Spotify just allocated $421 million last year to podcasts. And I was like, nigga, what? All right, come on, let's break the mics out.
For real.
Game time.
So are you guys not with Black Effect? Who you guys are?
We with Barstool Sports.
Oh, Barstool, okay.
Partnership with Barstool.
Yeah. Oh. So are they a podcast company? Barstool, what's Barstool?
They got a big podcast network. They got a bunch of podcasts over there.
Okay, dope.
Yeah, we right there.
How long, these guys, it's about a year now? How long you guys been doing?
1 or 2 years.
2 years. Dope. Excellent, man. I mean, it's great success to be taking this shit on stage. That stage money is a whole different thing, man.
Absolutely.
That's the real money.
Live
going
audience,
on that stage.
Huh? Live audience and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Where's that at? Here in LA?
The Met, but we go on tour starting October.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna just do just theaters? Y'all gonna try to do like more intimate venue, like whatever, you know, what's
probably mix it up.
Most of all the venues we got now though is theaters.
Theaters, that's good.
Like some of them is like 2,000 seats. Some of them is like 3,000 seats. Like,
so what are the audience gonna get different besides what they hear from your podcast?
They gonna get a special guest, all type of surprises.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real live, you know.
Like special guest performances and
all
type of shit.
All types of stuff.
Okay. So it's like a live concert.
Yeah. It's an experience. Nice. I like to call it an experience.
So you could be like musicians, comedians, anything.
Everything.
All type of shit.
Do they know what they're getting before they buy the ticket? Or they just know they're getting you guys.
They just know they're getting us when they buy the ticket.
Yeah, Mike, so come on, Mike. These guys are.
Everything else is a surprise.
Everything else is a surprise for them. For them, just, you know, because at the end of the day, they buy into us.
Well, you got it.
You know what I'm saying? So for us, we could sell the arenas out without having to promote that anybody else going to be there. And it's more of an experience for them when they get there and they caught off by a surprise. You know what I mean? Give it up for this. Yeah, they sitting there, yo, that was crazy. We ain't even know. Wait, you think it's over? Give it up for
Who y'all had on your first one? I'm trying to think. I remember seeing clips of it. This is going to be your second show.
No, we actually did
two shows before this. We didn't really have nobody. We had
for
nobody.
Real?
No, we had nobody. We did a live show with Floyd Mayweather. It was 1,400 people in the crowd.
Okay, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's why I think it was Floyid.
Yeah, we can't afford Floyid. We get Floyd Mayweather. You guys are.
Nah, Floyd's my homie. He'll come out. Floyd fucks with me.
Really, Mike?
Yeah, man. Floyd's my nigga.
After you, he's posted rich. Something about that CNN news about him. I don't know if he's gonna.
Oh,
come
talking about with the fight where he,
yeah.
I said what I said. Oh no, what the hell? Let me see what I said. I forgot.
You posted some crazy shit.
Yeah. Well, my nigga news, right? About the fight that they robbed us, whatever, something like that.
Oh, you talk about against the Logan Paul?
Yeah, the Logan Paul fight.
Yeah, we did get robbed.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That was some bullshit.
Yeah, I didn't even pay for it.
But he even admitted, he said, yeah, he's the best robber.
Yeah, he admitted. He said, y'all gonna give me your money, I'm gonna take it.
He did what he was supposed to do.
He's smart, though.
Absolutely.
You was with Cash Money one time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened with that?
He's a hype man, that's all.
He's a hype man?
Lil Wayne hype man.
Oh. Nah, you was writing and everything.
Nah, he was just a hype man.
I was doing a lot of shit over
there. Hero Weave.
You know, he just interviewed Baby, so, you know.
Ah, he became a...
Yeah, Baby pinched his ass, kissed him on the neck, so...
He's hating. I'm officially Cash Money.
Game of title.
I'm ready to drop an album.
You the CEO of Cash Money East, some shit that ain't gonna never exist.
Cash Money East.
So he happy. Yeah. Look at it. Look, he love Baby. Look. Baby? Give him a bird call. There you go.
Mike, Baby or the Baby?
No, Baby, not the Baby. Not Little Baby, but the original Baby.
There is an original Baby?
Yes, from Cash Money.
Oh, no idea.
Long Way, Lil Wayne's quote unquote father, but his name is Baby. I know it's confusing.
He don't know what's going on. Yeah.
So he's a dad, but he called him Baby. The guy that was, that whole thing with Charlamagne? What's that thing you had with Charlamagne? Remember that whole thing when he went to the studio?
Put some respect on my name.
Yeah, respect on my name.
Ooh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
I didn't see that video. But the only Baby I saw was Big Baby Davey. With you hanging out at the pool party.
Are you talking about a basketball player?
Big Baby Davey.
This guy's a rapper, man.
This motherfucker crazy.
Big Baby Davey.
Crazy.
Can we be guests in your podcast, sir? Don't worry, we won't talk. Just
No, when I go home, I'll be in Philly this week. Yeah, I'm gonna go home Thursday. I'm doing Baltimore this weekend, so
I heard you was banned from Philly.
Yeah. You're crazy, man.
All that fake. They say you as a ring. They got caught you up in a ring selling fake clothes and shit.
What ring?
It was a ring. It was a fake clothes ring. You was elite. You had all these dudes in these stands selling fake clothes and shit. Now, I'm just saying.
You had all the stands on 52nd to Market with your shit on.
All this shit. That was your hustle.
Jay, you know what? While you was in jail robbing niggas, the one I did in Philly as a kid, I delivered pizzas on a bicycle at Domino's.
Bike
on a bike, nigga.
How the fuck you
since I moved to Philly, I was like 15, 16 years old. I moved to Philly 11th and 12th grade. And
did you hear the African jokes?
What African jokes?
Have you African booty scratcher?
In fact, I got that before when I landed in America. I spent the first 2 years in Newark, New Jersey. Newark was rough. Newark was so rough. When I came to Philly, Philly felt like it was much nicer.
Yeah.
Damn. You know what I mean? Because by the time I got to Philly, I already been verbally abused already. I knew exactly what it takes to fit in, what you have to do to be cool. And one thing I noticed you had to do to be cool, the less you speak, the more people are curious of who you are. Especially in school. Like, right. You know, you're in school, you just stand on the wall, just quiet. When niggas talk so much, you could easily read them. So I realized that, okay, in Newark, I was trying to defend myself every time, trying to, you niggas roasting me. By the time I got to Philly, I realized to get bitches, you got to dress nice, wear some jewelry, and just be cool. Just be cool.
But you was only wearing dashikis in Philly.
No, I ain't wearing a fucking dashiki.
You used to be on the bus telling jokes with dashikis.
I wore that shit on stage, nigga. High school, when I got to high school, I thought I was Big Daddy Kane. I had a box cut, wore a silk shirt, wore my little chain, my little Nefertiti chain.
The fake chains you got off the F.
Wore my little chain. And back then, it wasn't that many Africans in America at that time. It was mostly Jamaicans.
So you're the original coming to America?
I'm the real coming to America. Because back then, when anybody had an accent and you was dark skinned, you automatically Jamaican. Nigga, it was probably about 16 Africans in America at that time. Wow. And I was two of them. Okay, that's how black I was. I was two African niggas in one. So it was like everybody was Jamaican, and every Jamaican did was what? Sold drugs. Every Jamaican was a drug dealer. So now I'm in school, dark skinned, accent, don't say much. Everybody thought I was a drug dealer. Niggas had no idea I'm dealing pepperoni and sausage and anchovies, extra medium and pan pizza, right? They had no, I just let them thought I was a drug dealer. That way nobody gonna fuck with me, till one time a nigga caught me on a bike that I went to school. Hey, Mike, that's you. I'm like, no, it's not me.
Hey, do you feel like, because they roasted you and you had to defend yourself, that's why you're good at what you're doing now?
Definitely, man. I think back a lot of them things they said about me, and I brought that shit all back in stage, man. About 2-3 years ago, half of my material is on all the shit I went through, how dark I am, all the ugly jokes, man. I got paid off them shit, man. Thank you, all my haters, man. Then you guys are my ghostwriters, man.
Keep it coming.
But they made me tough, and that's why I am who I am today, definitely. So, comedy ain't come easy, especially Philly. Philly's a rough place, New York got to be a lot rougher, but I think Philly's definitely, quietly rough, it'll make you a tough person, man. That's how we all here survive today, Philly.
A lot of Philly friends of yours, Mike. Hmm? A lot of Philly friends of yours are...
I mean, this guy went to jail 20 years, came out, and turned his life around.
Wow.
Look at all these other rappers that you grew up with that don't know how to make money till today. I'm not going to mention those guys' names. So many of them.
Right.
But look, you found a way. You found a way. A lot of those guys, IG with 20,000 followers, they can't even do shit. They just ain't got nothing going on. They couldn't use... this, everybody don't have this. You gotta have some brains. You gotta have some. This guy sat in jail and came out and just figured it out. Because a lot of times when
he was
doing
motivational speaking in jail though.
Huh?
He was doing motivational.
He's
a loser.
Get off me! Stop grabbing my ass! Don't pinch me! Stop kissing my back! He's
a loser, man.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Marasoka Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Marasoka. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Marasoka Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Did you get vaccines in jail too?
Nah.
Vaccines for what?
They just got that shit, man.
What do you mean vaccine for what?
For like flu.
No. They give
them
out.
You take got a prison flu shot.
No, dumb shit.
Did you get any sheriffs pregnant, sir?
What was the first thing you did when you got out of jail?
Yeah.
Went to see my grandma.
Such a nice guy. I mean, I've been trying to get the first pussy.
Right. That's how you know he had something in there. I went to see my grandma. Boy, nigga, what?
Yeah. Why your grandma? What happened to mom?
That's me.
Is that who raised you?
Yeah, my grandma really, but you know, everybody was at the crib. At the
house.
Went straight there, you know, because that's where I was paroled to, and just you know, chill.
You still on parole? Or you...
Yeah, chill with my family.
I had a couple hookers lined up.
Oh, you ain't had no fucking hookers, you jerk off.
Dang, you know what? I think the first time I got close to pussy was a we'll call it crackheads back in the day, pipers.
Yeah, smokers.
Smokers. I had it with smoker the fat ass, but the thing about it, I remember is,
smoker took your virginity?
I didn't have sex with her. So this was, you know, high school, we all had condom in our pocket, like we fucking. We was not, nobody was fucking. I know I wasn't. I didn't, I got pussy late. You know what I mean? Late in
30?
Like 12th grade. You know what I mean? I got pussy late, but I remember 11th, 12th grade, I remember I was coming home after delivering pizzas on bikes, and I remember I saw a piper with a fat ass. And she was like, you know, you want me to come over? You know, I remember it was $10, but I was so scared of sex. I thought sex was painful to the guy.
I just
feel like, oh my God, this woman's gonna hurt me. And I remember just giving her the money, and then she tried to suck my dick. I was like, you know, just never mind, just go, please.
Did you put a condom over? She said,
But I don't remember, like, not, she probably, she sucked this probably for like a few seconds.
You got
but,
scared.
But I got scared. I thought if I fuck
her. Come here.
Mike, tell us the truth. Tell us the real story, what really happened.
I thought if she sucked my dick, fuck me, it was going to be pain. Whatever, I just thought sex was painful to the guy before I had sex. But now it's different now. I'm getting bitches, bladder infections now, hysterectomies, you know. But yeah, it was.
Now you're getting
scared.
More pussy than Wilt Chamberlain.
You hyping this man?
Almost close. Right, Mike.
What is next for you guys? Well, y'all got the shows. Y'all doing the theater shows.
Record label TV.
Okay.
Black Label TV.
And is that your rap group? Or that them kids?
Son. That's my sons.
Yeah, that's your sons.
Yeah.
Dope, man. That song is hot.
Thank you, man.
Did I have the dance go? Did I do the dance right?
Yeah.
What song is it, Mike?
I know how it go. I know the beat in my head. I can't think of the name. So are you managing them?
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
You gonna try?
I gotta play all the roles.
You gonna have him sign the Cash Money or no?
He was trying to, but I don't think
he's trying to.
Yeah.
Cash Money still managing? Are they still doing?
I think Montgomery give you a record label. Sign you to a record label.
Who?
Yeah,
African rap.
Yeah, he's a sir. He has
I have an Afrobeat song.
Yeah, it's called Motombo by Michael Blackson.
Yeah, me and this kid in Nigeria did this song. I mean, after I do shows, people always want to offer after parties, and I don't want, you know, I'm gonna grab the mic. I'm like, okay, let me grab have a couple of songs. I had some shit to do at the after party.
Yeah,
we don't give a fuck about all that shit, man. Just something to do. You know, I'm getting older too. I really don't care about the clubs anymore. I just grab the check, go home.
Get the fuck up out of there.
Fuck out of there, man. I spend like, whenever I get a free break, 2 weeks, Africa. I'm building a school out there. You guys know that?
That's major.
Yeah, I'm building a school in the village, yeah. So, I go home and, you know, check up on the village.
Is it almost done, Mike?
Nah, man.
You've been trying to build that for 8 years?
Nah, it's been like seven. Been less than a year.
Are you building a whole college?
I started like around right before the pandemic. I started like right after the pandemic. So, it's like 40% done.
This is a comfortable couch. Do you sterilize this?
No.
You spray this down?
There was five girls there twerking yesterday.
Yeah.
In front of the guy that just got out of jail in Philly too.
Hey, can I get on the Blacks and Angels to give me a drink? Anybody want something? You want something to drink?
No.
There's Blacks and Angels today?
Yeah, the fucking snow bunny right there.
The Blacks and Angels already quit.
What's that?
Gave a 5-day notice.
Which one?
All of them. We haven't seen them in 3 episodes. We need new ones.
You sure? Can I get a drink? Breast milk. Let me see. What do I want?
So you're a rap too, sir, or you're just a
speaker? No, I'm a hype man.
Hype man, can we ask you a secret, sir? We're like number one in Africa of our podcast, but we cannot touch anybody in the U.S. What can we do to be?
Is that a, No, you know what? I want a champagne. Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Mike, come on, Mike. Take a shot.
I'm not taking a fucking shot. No, where's the other one? Now, give me that one with the Y on it. Not that champagne, no. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, that's my homie's champagne. I'd rather drink something that belongs.
What's that, Mike? 50 Cent?
Nah. Can you not open it? You got it? Okay. Don't have your ass. He's a happily married man. I don't want your ass on his face.
Yeah, the last time some married man was... Mike, you know what, sir? The last time there was a married man in this show...
Are you married too? Your fiance. Congratulations.
Mike, you going to tell them the story, what happened to the last married man that was here on the show?
He ended up getting a divorce. Right?
Gary Owen.
And he got
Mike divorced. Said that the married man come to the show, a week later, they're divorced. He was 100% right.
He crazy.
No, it was.
So true. When you have a wedding date?
Not yet.
You just engaged, or you just put on hold?
No.
How long you been engaged, sir?
Not even. I don't want to do marriage, but I will engage for a long time. Women, she want to feel something. She like, you know what I mean? She don't want to be like just, you know. I mean, is that what you did? Just pretty much just.
I don't know.
But you're not ready for the marriage then, yeah?
No, I'm gonna get married. I'm just
okay. You're not sure when.
You have kids with your wife?
You have kids? Why? He was in jail for 20 years, he just got out. His parent probably fucking froze. Yeah. You don't use this shit for 17 years, this shit probably locked up. You out, but your cum is in jail, nigga. So you wanna have kids?
Yeah, we might have some.
You have trying?
Yeah, here and there.
Oh, so you nothing in how you pulling out.
I pull out.
But go, you pull out, or you don't want them right now.
Oh no, I'm cool. I don't drink.
No, I'm good.
I don't drink.
Mike, give it to the.
They don't drink.
He look like he don't drink. He don't know. He look like he drink 40s. Gil drink 40s. Yeah. Gil love 40s.
Oh, Gil, drink 40s.
Cheers.
Hi, ladies. How you doing?
Good. You know, here's podcast tonight.
What do you think about Gilly?
Yeah. Is he single?
No. Oh. Yeah.
Nah, he's in a. Nice. All your friends have been gentlemen.
Yeah. You've only met 4, I think.
He's in a happy relationship.
5.
He has a your wifey is she's Cambodian? What is she?
Oh, Korean.
Oh, Korean. Okay, yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mike's girlfriend's Cambodian.
It's Cambodian. Well, she has black and Korean.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mine's Cambodian and a little bit of Chinese. Would she have a baby? Oh, okay. That's good. I mean, we older now, so I just want to have fun, man. I just want to travel. What's your youngest? Like teenager, right?
Right.
Yeah, you ain't got time for it. I know. My girl wants to have a baby. I'm like, wow, who would fucking have a baby in their 40s? Like, just let it go. You know, just let it go. Let's have fun. See the world, you know. Have a few threesomes here and there and just keep it moving. Do your girl let you have a side bitch once in a while? You're not allowed to? What the fuck?
Mike, not everybody is as lucky as you.
Everybody ain't living a good life like you.
Yeah. Yeah,
damn. But it's not your girl doesn't let you. Y'all just regular niggas.
Yeah, we regular guys, man.
Man, fuck that, man. You fucking Gilly, you wallow.
Mike,
you see, that has to be negotiated in the beginning of the relationship. Like mine's when they negotiated from day one. Hey, you know what I mean? So if you didn't get that, how long you guys been dating? 2018? Wow. Oh, yeah, he got out of
Mike,
jail.
Mike, he got out of jail to be back in
jail.
Yeah,
but you see, when you got out of jail, you wasn't really popping at that moment. See, now you popping. You try to renegotiate your contract.
Mike,
I mean, we're not average men. We are allowed
to renegotiate.
Mike, he likes to feel like... Michael Blackson.
Try to renegotiate your contract.
Yo, you hear his, he can't, his, he's in, he's done. He can't even negotiate shit. Yeah. You have a chance. It's 2 years old. Oh, she got the ring, but you ain't say and nothing been said yet. So before you, he popped that question, like, before y'all make that wedding date, be like, hey, sweetheart, you know, I'm Wallow. You know, I ain't no average nigga anymore.
Oh, my God. This thing is crazy. Man.
Yeah, just tell, like, you know, at minimum, like, you know, you want to be able to fuck a bitch, like, once a month.
So that's the minimum. Do your girls don't like other girls? Because girls love other girls. Oh. They do. Some, they really do.
Yo, you ever had a threesome with your lady before?
Mike, nobody has threesomes like you.
You?
No.
What the fuck? Yo, y'all some plain niggas to me.
Yeah. We're average people, Mike.
Like, I've had three, four sums. Yeah. I want five. I'm going to try five some next.
But you're the African king of comedy, Mike.
But it's very much the girl. It's your girl. If your girl gets comfortable with the right girl, she'll do anything.
Yeah, but those are temporary, though. The girl will say that temporarily, and then later on, the only threesome you're going to have is your fucking two hands and your girlfriend.
There would always have to be a situation where people are apart still and have their own.
Yeah, man, dog, you guys are, oh, my God, who brought him on the show?
Mike.
All right, fellas, yeah. You know, you guys are millionaires.
They're millionaires.
All right, you could try to renegotiate your contract. Man.
Yeah, and then they'll be divorced.
No,
I'm saying some.
Doesn't work like that, Mike.
I mean, no, unless you're happy, you know, you don't need no extra nothing. Because I'm just.
He's not going to get in trouble right now.
It's not really even about the sex. People think it's about the sex, and it's really not. It's more the intimacy, because sex is like, cool, an hour, 40 minutes, 30, sometimes 5
Whoa.
Minutes.
Who is she having sex with? The last time I last 2 minutes, 20 seconds.
5 seconds.
He's in trouble.
That's what we're going through right now.
That's good. They
get too crazy.
All right, 1 second, lady. Let me talk to my Philly homie. Let's talk about sports real quick before we get out of here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Disappointing NBA season.
Fucking Sixers.
The worst.
Motherfuckers.
The worst.
We're number one seed. There is no way we should lose all five. What happened?
I like to say the little bit of Doc Rivers, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, if you got three of the four largest comeback victory losses in playoff history, they got a little something to do with you.
Yeah. There was no way you should be up by 26 points at home against any team, and you're number one, and lose the game.
No way you should be up 18 points in the third quarter and lose. So
that's coaching.
That's coaching, man.
You got nothing to do with the players, nothing about the light-skinned nigga with the free throw.
Yeah,
problem.
It's not.
No, I mean, L.A. never lost any championships because Shaq couldn't shoot free throws.
That's true.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Shaq's not a shooting guard.
At the end of the day, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it's like every game we played well enough to beat them. And then the lapses is when Doc Rivers takes the starting unit out and puts the subs in. Mm-hmm. And then he leaves the subs in for 8 fucking minutes straight. And the league go from 25 down to 11, and now they got all the momentum. They believe they back in the game now. They believe they can win. So I think it's Coach Doc Rivers' fault.
God damn it. And he just left. He left the Clippers with – he had a 3-1 lead in a series and lost the series to – I forgot who it was.
I mean, think about this. The Clippers last year in the playoffs had – Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, and they didn't get this far where they at right now.
Right.
Now
without Kawhi.
Now they don't even got Kawhi, and still win.
In the Western Conference Championship.
That's coaching.
Coaching. Damn. All right. You're right. You know your sports. How about you? You feel the same way?
My team is whoever win.
Let's talk football. You like our draft pick? Love the draft pick. Let's talk about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Devontae Smith. Love him.
I love him. How you feel about quarterback?
I love
him. I think if he can get his accuracy down, be a little bit more accurate, we'd be good.
that you're not 100% satisfied. Did you pick Wentz over him to today? Yeah. You still like Wentz over him?
Yeah.
So getting rid of Wentz was a bad idea?
Yeah. Hmm. I believe
so. Because Wentz he needed receivers. Is that we
right. Needed receivers, needed offensive line. You're the most sacked quarterback in the league. I don't know no quarterback that's ever took a team to the playoffs and he was the most sacked quarterback in the league.
Yeah. So, all right. So we'll see now. What do you predict? 8-8 season?
No, I predict 10-6.
For real?
Oh shit, Mike! Yeah. You're about to lose $8,000 to your friend that went to prison.
What fucking the other guy? As Javon Pearson was here. He said 10. I didn't think we'd win 10 games, but we'll see what happens. I mean, the thing about the East is so fucking horrible. Everything is possible.
Right.
But the Cowboys, I mean, they're looking good. I mean, they pay their guy his money.
But they look good every year.
Yeah, they do look every year. Yeah.
Every year, the Cowboys look good. They might win it. Yeah.
So you think the Eagles going to win the division?
Yeah.
It's just because you're a fan or you just what you
believe? Yeah.
The Flyers didn't make the playoffs. Last year, the Phillies. Last year was the first year in Major League Baseball history where 8 teams could make the playoffs. And we still found a way to eliminate ourselves out of the playoffs. I mean, even this year, we've blown so many leads. Are you keeping up with the Phillies?
I mean, a little bit, but I only really watch really when it gets to playoff time.
I got you. I feel you on that.
Mike used to play soccer.
Yeah, I was a little boy. All right, so Sixers. I mean, well, we can't. This guy's first year as a coach. He's not leaving next year.
Right.
Ben, he's totally destroyed as far he could never play in Philly again.
No, I don't think so. I think you keep him.
What?
Yeah, because at the end of the day. Bro, one thing's for sure, two things, sir. We know we got a first team all defensive player. Some teams just take a motherfucker just for that. He's a lockdown defender.
With the roasting and an embarrassment.
But that's gonna make him stronger. Because if you could go through all that, you gonna say fuck it, I'm shooting.
He's also light skinned dog. He ain't coming back.
Ben Simmons holler at Michael Blackson's Chinese girlfriend.
Yeah, he was in my. You know what? I would have forgiven him for if they would have won. He was in my girl's DM.
What'd he say, Mike?
Like, he's trying to get with her.
Oh, let's go get some PF Changs.
Yeah, and the thing about it, he's my homie. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And I hooked him up with a chick before.
Oh.
And nigga's still in my lady's DM. I lost all respect for him then. I'm still a sports fan. I still wanted my team to win. I didn't care for him as a person. I thought he was disrespectful. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he's gonna get traded. I don't think that, you know, as if he was, his name is Tornage in Philadelphia. It was no way he's. If fans would be very upset if this guy is playing in Philadelphia next year, I'm telling you, the roast that he went through, he would not. That's Philly. You do not want to play in Philly when Philly don't want you. You the only nigga that's saying yes.
He'll be here next year.
You want to bet money?
Yeah.
All right, $1,000?
Yeah.
All right, $1,000, he's not going to be here next year.
All right. At the start of the season.
Start of the season, $1,000.
All right. It's a bet.
All right.
I make a bet with you, Mike.
Yeah.
He's going to be in your girl's DM again for $1,000 after he sees this show.
I'll say, let me tell you, I know Kevin Durant likes him. I think LeBron might like him. So players have to voucher for him with those two teams. But I think as far as a trade and a team that needs defense, I mean, I could see Minnesota. You know, but what fuck gonna get from out of Minnesota? Probably nothing.
He's not going nowhere, man.
I guarantee he's going, man. He's gonna be going in the next couple of months.
I just remember he had my $1,000.
I would have your fucking $1,000,
man. Get that $1,000.
So what do you think?
It seems like he knows what he's talking about, Mike.
Who's your team? Whoever's winning.
Whoever win.
Mike.
Absolutely.
Mike, this guy knows what he's talking about. You should cash out him $1,000 right now.
Let me say, if Philly would not want him back, he don't want to come back. He should not want to come back. Mm. So he's going to definitely want to be going
somewhere. He should play for WNBA after this
Nah, I thought he was gonna probably go play for the
France,
Australian Kangaroos. But he's not coming back. He's a great defensive player. He is good for the whole season, but I think the most important part of the season is the playoffs. You know, and that's when it get that's when it becomes tough.
Yeah.
When you got a point guard, you got to make points. I mean, shooting guard, you got to shoot the ball. So, all right. Well, fuck. I appreciate you guys coming.
Much love, man.
All anytime, love, man.
You can follow Gilly at Gilly the King.
Yes, on Instagram, Gilly the King.
Nawalo, what's your name? 267, and follow M Worth a Game. Subscribe to our podcast, $1 million Worth a Game on YouTube. Everywhere else, podcasts are listening to.
I will shout out the Blacks and Angels IG, but the bullshit's deleted probably from showing your big ass titties nipple out.
Oh yeah, Nico.
It's just like that.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Good.
We out of here.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.